Dead Space franchise, stepping into Isaac Clarke's role, this guy had never spoken before. There's already a fan base to the franchise. And I think I put a lot of pressure on myself as an actor, just in the back of my mind, wanting to do a great job and hopefully have the fans connect. And that's what's so cool about seeing, now that the game's out, and getting all the tweets and a lot of the Facebook comments just saying great job or we love the game. It just makes you feel so good. So, you know, you just know that if nothing else, you were in that wheelhouse and you gave the fans what they were hoping to see and hear. So it's great. It's a great feeling. I think Isaac Clarke really represents the type of roles that I like best, because he's a guy's guy. He's a normal dude. He's someone that is just thrusted into some extreme circumstances. But again, he shows the true character of a human being, someone who does want to survive, someone who does want to just get through that next door. And that resonates a lot with me. I've had a chance lately to play a few similar characters, and I don't know, I just find them much more, probably truer to myself. But also, there's so many more layers to a person like that. And I think they're a lot more real. I think a lot of people can relate to an Isaac Clarke.
You complete bastard. Was this your great plan? Dump me off and die?
It's all about ideas, remember?
Yeah, well, here's another one. I'm crashing through the roof to get you. Wait. Now move your ass.
Wait, no, Ellie, it's too late. Set clear of the station.
Yeah, well, you don't really have a say this time. Heads up.
Both like brunettes, definitely like zero G, and we both don't like to die, especially in the kind of ways that these crazy people here like to orchestrate death. I got a tweet from a Dead Space 2 fan. She said, are you doing a Cadillac commercial? And I tweeted her, said, yeah, where did you hear it? She's like, oh, it's on CNN or something like that. So I thought that was pretty cool.